Welcome to another episode of Open Mic. On today's show, we have Kevin Dietz and Ross Lerner, and we are talking about Super Bowl spots and the Peloton spot and how we come up with the ideas for our Super Bowl spots and all kinds of things advertising. So you're going to want to stick around to hear all the things about our commercials, as well as whether or not I actually hit that bullseye or was it camera magic.
Things up a little bit every year.
Hi, this is Mike Morse. Welcome to another episode of Open Mic. I'm here with Kevin Dietz. Welcome, Kevin. And we have Ross Lerner on today.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
So I guess we have to introduce you. And Ross Lerner is an advertising maven. How many years have you been in the advertising business?
43.
And you started at a big agency.
I started at WB Donor about three blocks from here.
Okay. And how many years were you there?
I was there for 14 years. And then when I was 44, I said, I'm 44 and out the door. And I've been on my own since 1991.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you own and run the Lerner advertising agency?
I do. We always like to say that we've made our clients millionaires. They used to be multimillionaires, but that's not across the board.
And you and I met in an interesting way. So I'm going to tell the story real quick. I wasn't planning on it, but I'm going to. I was doing my legal ads. So a lot of law firms would get their ads done for free by the station. So if you spend money at a station, they say, okay, come over to the station or we'll come to you and we'll shoot a free ad. And it was just a cameraman, and if I was lucky, a lighting guy, but mostly just a cameraman. And I did that for a good year or two, and I started watching them closer and closer, and they just got worse and worse, and the color was bad, and the lighting was bad, and the sound was off. And then I made a decision internally, like, I can't do this anymore. And literally the next day, I got a DVD from Ross, a cold calls DVD that I popped into my computer and I watched it, and it was for a law firm up in Flint.
Right.
And it was really different and well done and beautifully lit and beautifully shot. And I thought, I want to be like them. I want to do something different. I felt different. I felt like we were doing some different stuff, but there was zero production value because lawyers I was taught that free, cheap is better. Why spend money on the ads?
They're giving them to us.
Right. You got to spend money to buy the ads.
Right.
You know, nobody ever explained to me about production value. And so Ross came in. We had a meeting and hired him on the spot. And you've been my ad agency ever since.
Yeah. 6.5 years ago.
And to say the least, Kevin, you know, my ads have, you know, become, I think, pretty darn good. We actually...
They've gone from off color and no sound to winning awards.
Right.
They're still off color.
This came today. No kidding. This award, Rocky, where do you want me to go? Right over here. This award came today from the National Trial Lawyer Association. Ross and I went down to Miami a couple weeks ago, and we won two awards for the best national spots for Ambulance Chaser, 30-second spot for last year's Super Bowl. And then 2 years ago, we ran the Jesus 60-second spot, and we won an award for that. Right. And so this award was really meaningful, really exciting. So we appreciate that. And thank you, Ross. And then this year, we ran another Super Bowl ad. Did you see the axe throwing commercial?
I did.
And what did you think of that?
It was gutsy, I thought. It basically put you as the target and people coming at you. And most people wouldn't do that, I don't think. I think most people would, say, hey, we're great at this or great at that. And you're kind of like, I'm right here. Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. And it was pretty gutsy, I thought.
Thank you.
So, Ross, we've never really, I mean, we've talked, you were the one who pitched me the idea, but why don't you tell us, you know, what made you come up with that ad or how it came about?
Well, we actually had been, we were, you know, now when we talk about the Super Bowl ads, we really have tried to focus on what's going to be, what's going to make a difference to the viewing audience. We try to really create something that's fun to watch, that has a little bit of humor to it, a little bit of self-deprecation to it. And so this is the one. It actually, we talked about it, as I recall. In fact, I think it started out as a little bit different idea, and the whole team here at your firm, we all kind of met, and it evolved, and we had about five different attorneys, I think, in town throwing the axe, but we ended up with our last two. Look, we are a target of insurance companies. We think we're probably a target of some of our competitors. God knows they copy us. And so we just had a little fun with it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I got lots of comments. I was at the Super Bowl this year and I was standing in line to get a adult beverage. And it's about 7:20 at night. I didn't know what time the ad was coming on because I'm in Miami and I'm feeling good. And it was a great, beautiful night there in Miami. And my phone started blowing up. I must have gotten 150 text messages within a minute. Wow. Because they just come in and they rush in. And it was like and I was staying with one of the Fox executives down there. And I looked at my phone and said, oh, I think my ad just ran. And they were all positive. A lot of them thought gutsy and ballsy and comments like that. And I didn't see it that way. I mean, it feels like it's more of the same of what we have run the energy, but it just in a different light. The Super Bowl is supposed to be entertaining. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be memorable. We had lots of good comments from radio stations. I saw it on one of the stations was running it in the background as the best ads. There's been some emails sent around from some of the agencies nationally that this is one of the best local ads they've seen. That all feels really good.
Yeah,
maybe we'll win another award next year. Who knows?
Did you feel pressure this year coming off of last year's ad? Because last year's ad was pretty amazing. I mean, it really caught everybody by surprise. Here you are running down the street after an ambulance. Not really, but that's what it looked like. I mean, that's something everybody talks about and nobody says.
It did feel pressure. We felt it. It was Patrick Mahomes pressure this year. A lot of people
were
down saying,
by 10. We were down by 10 going into the fourth quarter.
We were down by 10 going into the final axe throw. And the funny thing is, we have gotten comments, people back saying, did Mike really throw that axe and make it? And you know, you see it. It's not a trick shot, which we didn't want to do, and you nailed it. That was fun.
First try, right?
So, well, let's talk about it. So, I've thrown axes before. This was shot in Clinton Township at a really nice facility out there. What was it called?
Total Axe.
Total Axe in Clinton Township. Really nice people. Let us take over the whole place. 30-person crew was there.
People.
And there was no real option. I had to hit a bullseye. So they said, all right, go warm up. So I went into one of the lanes and I started warming up, no cameras on me or anything. And I'm in a suit and it's kind of tight, you know,
right.
You know, and I couldn't even hit the board the first 10, 15 throws. And then director Jeff Dougherty says, all right, Mike, we need you on set. Awesome. No problem. So
spring training's over.
This is true. This is a true story. And as I'm walking, there's an axe guy, axe guru there who worked there. And he said, all right, Mike, just slow down. You're too fast. Okay. So I get up, to, throw my first axe and, Jeff, our director, who's been my director for 6.5 years, every single commercial, great, great director, says, okay, just don't forget if you happen to hit a bullseye, turn to the camera. And I don't remember if we were delivering your line or, you know, give it a look. We were toying because we had a couple lines and then just give a look. So the final cut that everybody saw was just a look. So I said, okay, no problem. So before I explain it, should I just show you what happened? Because I actually have it queued up right here. Kevin hasn't seen this. Yeah. Nobody has seen this, actually. Hold on.
You know, it's cool is that axe throwing is a cool place now. It's hip. It's present, you know. So to see you guys there, I thought was a good look.
Yeah, and, good. You know, I'm glad.
Well,
So that was the real first shot.
You gotta be mic'd up.
That was the first real shot.
You have to record and you have to have audio.
I hit a bullseye.
Wow.
Not ready for a bullseye. My first bullseye of the day. First bullseye while we were running. And you could see my look wasn't what they wanted. I looked
because you're totally surprised.
Cheryl, our other creative directors, yelling in the background, excited. So then we did a few more takes, and then I finally hit it on that last take. And that was history.
Yeah, no tricks. It was there.
No tricks.
That is fun.
But yeah, the feedback's been great. So we were at the Super Bowl. You mentioned the Ambulance Chaser commercial. And so obviously for the last year, people have been commenting about, oh, there's an ambulance, Mike. There's an ambulance. So I'm at the Super Bowl. We're outside. It's a beautiful day. And this actually happened. I had time to put the glasses on.
How funny.
And
it was just going right down the street. Sure.
Well, 1 mile an hour.
But that's so
and
funny.
Of course, my friends are like, hey,
chase it.
Go chase it.
Everyone that goes by.
I'm never going to live that one down.
That's funny.
So what other, I mean, there's lots of good commercials this year. What were your favorites?
Well, I thought the Google spot was beautiful. I'm a sucker for that emotional stuff. An uncle of ours always said the men in our family cry at supermarket grand openings. So it hit me pretty good. I thought the Google spot was great. Everyone's talking about the Bill Murray spot. And in fact, I watched the long version of it today on YouTube this morning, and it is very strong. It's got every bit in it. But
okay, hamburger fries. It's Groundhog Day! And don't forget your booties,
because
it's cold out there today!
Phil? Hey, Phil?
No, not you.
It's me, man, Ryerson!
Okay, little fella, good job.
That's different.
Good job.
Hey! He got the groundhog! Phil?
Hey, you're gonna freeze to death.
Who cares?
See you tomorrow.
Don't say your hair's too long.
Safety first.
Yeah. He's got the ground horn, Phil.
It's not personal. It's just a game.
Not a bad day, huh?
I don't know where we parked. I was following you.
That is really good.
And is the key to that everyone remembers that movie and recognizes it, so it takes you to a place automatically?
Oh, no doubt. And I'm sure many people are fans of that. I will tell you this as an aside. This is funny, and we've never even talked about this. That song with Sonny and Cher, we actually had an idea for The Firm, but I kind of discounted it. It actually was something with you and Sue. But I figured it'd be so expensive. I would have liked to have broken it at the same
Jeep,
time as that.
Jeep bought it.
Oh, yeah, Jeep
paid for it.
Really?
No, that was a good one. I mean,
Jeep ain't cheap.
No, I mean everybody loves Bill Murray.
Yeah.
I mean, you bring back all the old movies. I mean,
those seem to be the ones that hit the most, though, where it takes you somewhere, yeah, you know, that you recognize and you already feel good about that, and now they kind of drop an ad into it.
That is well said, Kevin. It takes you somewhere. That's just what spots should do, is take you somewhere.
Speaking of that, so, you know, I'm a Gary Vaynerchuk fan, and Gary V, and I follow him on social media and all that stuff, and he came out with an ad, the Planters Baby Peanut ad. Let's watch that.
Yeah.
Mr. Peanut, he spent his life bringing people together. I know he'd be happy that we are all together now.
Yeah.
What is happening?
What is that? Is that a baby nut?
Just kidding. I'm back.
Where's my monocle?
So, what do you think of that one, Ross?
I actually thought that this whole Mr. Peanut thing was going to be dragged out a little bit more. I didn't think it was going to resolve itself quite so quickly. And I didn't know that's how it was going to be. God knows they certainly got a lot of buzz out of it. I mean, the whole, that is to say, I think in the ether world, a lot of talk about it. Of course, the unfortunate accident with Kobe put a little bit of a...
Well, how did he die? What was this? Well, I don't understand the commercial. Explain that to me. Why was he...
Mr. Peanut?
Yeah.
He was hanging from a cliff, from a branch on a cliff, along with, I think it was Wesley Snipes and somebody else.
Wait, a separate ad?
Yeah.
So that's a two-part ad?
Well, 2 weeks ago, they started with, there's going to be the demise of Mr. Peanut because he is going to go away.
I didn't see that. Yeah. Did you see that, Ryan?
I did not. So do you have to get permission from the other companies, like the Kool-Aid guys there and Mr. Clean is there?
We don't. We never do that. No, we do.
Well,
do you have to pay for it?
Ross doesn't know. He's not an ex. He's not.
Let's make a call. I'll look into it. I'll get back to you guys. Ross, how you're supposed to do that?
Ross calls me and says, "Do we need this disclaimer? You're the lawyer." I'm like, "I'm a lawyer, but not that kind of lawyer. Go figure it out." And that's a true story. So I didn't see the pre-commercials on that one. Gary Vaynerchuk always talks about he's big into nostalgia. He's bringing back K-Swiss. He's bringing back Nintendo. He thinks that there's a lot of value in that, and I think that's one reason they did that. I didn't love that ad.
I didn't really
understand. They had some great stars in there, some good actors in there. Seeing the big, Kool-Aid dude and Mr. Clean, and who else was in there?
It wasn't a great payoff, really. Just seeing that part of it.
The payoff I thought was a little flat, precisely. Okay. But what do they give a shit what I think? That's
right. All right. So let's show another. So local law firms don't run a lot of personal injury, don't run a lot of commercials around the country. They just don't. We have done it 6 or 7 years in a row.
6 years in a row.
6 years in a row. And it's been good for us. And, our competitors are starting to copy us. And, of course, come on board, because that's what they do. But we found it. I found an interesting one that I really liked that I don't think the two of you have seen in another jurisdiction. Don't even know what city it's from. We could figure it out. But I want to show this to you. And I think I like it because it's one of my favorite movies.
I've decided to become godfather of personal injury.
What do you think, Kevin?
Wow. There's a lot to unpack there.
There's a lot to unpack.
There's a lot of violence. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of references to commercials and insurance companies.
Yes.
So
to the insurance companies' commercials. You're right. Flo is on there.
Right. It made me feel a lot better about throwing an axe after I saw that.
I want you to know that I didn't see any disclaimers on that ad, Ross.
On theirs?
On their end.
No, I didn't.
They ripped off. I mean, it's not a ripoff, but they had
They had the Mayhem guy.
They had the
caveman.
Who's the caveman from? What ad? What is that? Progressive?
Geico, I think.
Geico. Yeah. They had the lizard.
It's also Geico.
The emu. It blew him away. Liberty. That's that little, the head is an emu in the bed.
Is that? No, I don't think that's an emu.
You don't? I asked someone. That's what they told me.
I think it's the Affleck duck.
So you got to step up your game. You say you go after insurance companies. Those guys are really blowing up the
insurance companies with a gun. You're right. Mine looks tame compared to that.
Exactly. That's precisely the point.
What do you think of that one, Ryan?
I thought that one was good. I like The Godfather, so it put me in a spot.
Right. I mean, they didn't pay Martin Scorsese for that one.
I don't think they paid anybody for that.
Yeah. I wonder how that's going in their jurisdiction. That's great.
Well, if we get a letter from Progressive, I'll tell them to go chase these guys.
Right. You should have seen how much they tried to make Flo look like Flo. They had her all made up. You never saw her face or anything. But I always give Ross crap about
makeup and hair.
Makeup and hair.
Well, do you guys hear back from the people that you imitate, I guess, in the commercials? Or
I don't know what you're talking about. We don't imitate anybody. Those are just random people.
Those are people in the audience who are putting their own things in their heads.
Right.
I defer to my counsel on that one. That was well said. We didn't imitate anybody.
We just, competition is general. And insurance companies, red shirt, khaki pants, could be anybody. Did you see how Shannon Doherty is going after State Farm right now? Did you see that in the news?
I did not.
She's suing State Farm for all the things that we've been talking about, doing bad stuff.
Really?
And they didn't pay a homeowner's claim when she had a fire in Malibu. And then she, in the court documents, it came out that she was dying of cancer, yeah. And she wanted to come out with the story. But she is real angry at State Farm for not living up to their policy. And obviously, we've been talking about that for a long time. But it's
let's get her for a spot.
Let's get her for a spot.
Yeah.
Don't mean to be so crass.
That's happening.
She wants to tell her story. There's a microphone open.
It's not a bad idea. We now have technology, Ryan, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We could do a split screen to California about the bad people at State Farm. Let's make a note of that. I'm not kidding. We'll have our people reach out to her people. So anyway, you know, everybody's talking about the Super Bowl spots, but there was another spot a couple months ago that I want to get your guys' opinion on, because I'm no expert in advertising. Ross, you are an expert in advertising, and I want your opinion on this because it was probably 70-30 in favor of thinking it was a good spot, but there was 30% of the people who I've talked to thought this was a sexist spot. There was a lot of stuff written in the media about it, but the people I talked to, for the most part, liked it. So let me get your opinion on this, okay?
Yep. I'm
gonna... Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Now.
A Peloton? Give it up for our first time riding.
All right, first ride. I'm a little nervous, but excited. Let's do this. 5 days in a row. You surprised?
I am.
6 a.m. Yay.
Rising with the sun.
That was totally worth it.
Let's go, Grace in Boston. 50 rides.
She just said my name.
A year ago, I didn't realize how much this would change me. Thank you.
This holiday, give the gift of Peloton.
So he got death threats.
Who's he? The guy did?
The guy in the commercial. The actor.
I didn't hear that. What, I mean, did you guys, what was the reaction you had and your families and your wives and what was your reaction?
It looked like she really liked her getting her Peloton. I didn't see that. What happened was people thought it was about her body getting in better shape or improving. I mean, I just saw that as better health, feeling better. You know, it didn't hit me that much.
I think exactly the same thing. This is about, to me, the fact she is a good looking woman, but I mean, I think that's what exercise is about. It's about health. It's about...
would you buy your wife a Peloton?
No.
Too expensive?
Way too expensive.
Just in general. Just in general, buying the exercise equipment.
Ross, exactly.
He likes to buy vacuum cleaners and cooking appliances.
Radar detectors.
I saw that ad before there was any controversy, and I actually really liked it. I thought it was heartfelt. I thought she really appreciated it. There was no sense to me that she had to work out or that the husband thought she was fat. But now you're saying that the husband, who didn't say a word in that commercial, did he? He didn't say a word.
Yeah, he's a school teacher, and he's a part-time actor, and...
He just sat there.
It was one of those deals where the internet exploded and everybody attacked everybody. And they said, how could you be in that commercial? I mean, is that what you think of women? And
what did he say?
He's like, I'm like a part-time actor. They said, stand here. You know,
it's like, ridiculous. Right. He got death threats. And the woman, I don't think she was looked upon favorably either. I think that people were mad at her for being in that commercial and allowing that to happen. I mean, they thought it was against women.
I will say this. We're talking about
Peloton. I wonder if their sales went up or down.
I don't
since
think
then.
The ad hung around. I think they stopped immediately when the...
I find that interesting because I agree. I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything bad about that ad at all.
So Ryan Reynolds, one of my favorite actors, had the wherewithal, the smarts, the inclination to capitalize on this, having nothing to do with this. And I guess he came out with a gin. Did you know that, Ross?
No,
you like gin.
I do.
You like all alcohol.
I like all.
Everyone has a liquor now. The right. Rock was pitching his liquor.
My attitude is
tequila. Yeah.
Tim. As what's I it say, Tim.
Should have called it on the rocks. I think he missed out.
You can't lose the Tim. You can't lose with booze. That's my
right. Tempranillo, something like that. But anyway, I look forward to trying his tequila. So anyway, this ad that I'm about to show you came out within days of
the controversy,
which I know how hard it is to shoot a commercial. So not only did they have to find her, they had to shoot a beautiful ad and get it up within, I think it was within a week. So let's take
this
a look.
This is the same woman?
Yes.
Oh.
And you haven't seen this?
No.
That's her.
This gin is really smooth.
Yeah.
We can get you another one if you'd like.
You're safe here.
To new beginnings.
To new beginnings.
There you go. It's gonna be a fun night. There you go. Take this too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You look great, by the way.
They should add like a little Peloton in the background somewhere.
Is that a genius ad?
That's really.
I mean, Russ, what did you think of that ad?
Well, I thought it was very interesting. However, I guess you do have to be. It's dependent upon you have to know the Peloton ad.
Yes, but this now she was on the Today Show when this came out, so it got the gin company more. Action, but I just thought, you know, you have to capitalize on things.
What's interesting is the other two actresses here, and they're like, so can you say anything? Can you do anything? Right. Everything, well, imagine, everything you do is wrong. Yeah, I mean, they captured the whole essence of the controversy.
They captured the moment perfect. Yeah. This is a woman who's an actress who probably made a decent amount of money for a Peloton commercial.
They do have a Christmas tree in the background I see there, which the Peloton was a Christmas present.
Right.
A little subtle hints.
Right. And you're right, Kevin. The actresses who played on either side of her were perfect.
Yeah.
It's like for the first 10 seconds, there's nothing said. Right. And you're just realizing, oh my God, this is the girl from the Peloton commercial. And they're thinking like, what do you say? This woman's being bombarded by the entire world. What a horrible commercial she was in. And
she has to go out with her girlfriends to drink to get over the controversy.
I just thought that was like perfect timing.
That kind of post Spock buzz is what, you know, that's what you seek. That's what you want.
You have to be first in though, right? You got to be quick. You got
to
be.
But you definitely have to always keep it relevant and topical. And those guys certainly did that.
So I'm about to show you a really horrible legal ad.
This one's good. I may like this one. I don't know.
If you've been injured in a car wreck, you can try this. Or you can call me. Ouch! I'm Mike Slocum, Alabama Hammer. You've been injured in a car wreck. Call me right now.
So there are so many bad legal commercials if you Google them out there. We'll show them from time to time, but there are some bad commercials, and the lawyers just don't get it. I mean, the more attention they get, that's all that matters. But I'm thankful that I met you, and I'm thankful we're doing some fun stuff.
Well, thank you. I feel the same way. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, you guys, I mean, you're generating a lot of buzz. I mean, that's 2 years in a row, probably the most talked about local commercial for the Super Bowl. I mean, that's not easy to do. Everyone's on their A game.
Well, you know, we take it seriously. I mean, these guys pitch it. They bring me 10 different ideas. Some just click right away. Some I need to be talked into. Ambulance Chaser, I needed to be talked into. Mm-hmm. Because that was, to me, that was more ballsy than, you know, axe throwing. I was nervous. I'm okay with, you know, making fun of myself and making fun of our profession. But that one, you know, that was going right at the heart of lawyer jokes. I mean, and
that's why it worked so well, though.
Yeah,
I mean
it worked, and
kind of a judo move.
Did you focus group that a bunch before you let it fly, or did you just go?
We don't focus group. We just go with our own gut. Yeah. Hey, exactly. Ross, what do you think? I don't know. Let's ask Jeff.
Rocky, what do you think?
Ask our camera
That's
guy.
Our focus group.
Ask my 11-year-old, honey. What do you think of this spot? Actually, on this one, you never know, Kevin. You know, because it was an interesting question about the focus group. 5, 6, 7 people see it. We keep it under wraps, and then we play it, and we don't know you don't know.
Right.
You don't know if it's going to get panned, if you're going to get beaten up, or if it's going to be great. And
I'm happy to say we got a pretty good batting average.
It does create buildup, though. So whether you're doing one or not for next year, I mean, after the first one goes and you're like, all right, we're doing this again, it's like that, not just for you guys, which may be pressure, but for the audience, they're like, oh, I want to see what happens this year.
Well, that's are you starting to work on next year yet?
We started working on it yesterday.
I'm thinking we're going to see Flo.
So Flo's been in, she's been in a lot
she's
of commercials.
A beating.
Flo's got to go.
She might be the most iconic insurance person.
Yeah.
I mean, they did a pretty good job with her.
Yeah.
Her mayhem and the little.
I don't like the mayhem commercials.
They don't.
They don't get them. They don't do anything for me.
Mayhem's pretty funny. He's like pretty him? Funny as a puppy with Tina Fey. That's pretty funny.
You know, on Halloween, you'll see a lot of people dressed as Flo and Mayhem as well, which is kind of.
That's where we got our costume.
That's right. Yeah, you're right.
Trade right. secret. Sorry about that.
Anyway, well, thank you, Ross, for being here.
Oh, thank you. I can see now. I'm staying behind the microphone. This is definitely behind
too,
the mic. Is definitely
too hard. Good. It's too hard for you.
I'm sweating
because you knocked over that microphone pretty good. That was
pretty good.
So we'll end the segment with showing the axe throwing commercial.
Okay.
And then that'll be a wrap.
That was pretty amazing that you hit that first one and then turned around, you don't have a microphone on, and you're like, that's not the look we're going for here, Mike. We're looking for...
Like, do it again. And that was the first one of the day, the first bullseye of the day. Right. And the last bullseye was a bullseye. So that was there was no tricks. There was no... No machinery or I don't even know. No special
editing
effects.
In post.
No editing. Right. I nailed it twice. First time I wasn't ready. Second time, I was ready. And because I was getting sweaty under that suit. Anyway, thanks for both being here.
Thanks so much.
The insurance companies hate us because the Mike Morse Law Firm wins more money than any other law firm in Michigan. They take aim, but they miss. Missed. My competitors, none of them like me. Because more people call the Mike Morse Law Firm for accident cases. They take aim, but they miss. Closer. Hurt in an accident? Call me. Let's go for the win.
Thanks for watching another episode of Open Mic with Kevin Dietz and Ross Lerner. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe, share it with your friends, like it, and stay tuned for more episodes. Thank you.